T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So last night we all went 1-1. We all took the Bengals, all won with that. I lost my prop with Tua. Loogie lost on the over. And Big Mac lost on Jalen Waddle having 5.5 catches or more. So we all took L's. Big Mac has a record now of 10-13. Truly pathetic. I have a record of 11-12. A little pathetic, but less pathetic. And Loogie continues to lead the pack at 15-8. Game number one, I'm taking the Giants. I've picked against them every single week this season. I was right last week. I was wrong the first 2 weeks. Look, what scares me, it's obvious what scares me, the Bears' ability to just run the football down their throats. But I believe they're going to force Justin Fields to have to make a play or two. And I think he'll make a couple of mistakes. And I think Daniel Jones, to his credit, will at least avoid making the mistakes that he really hasn't so far this season. I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be low scoring. A push wouldn't surprise me. Like, a field goal game would not stun me. But I'm going to trust the Giants here. Game number one, give me the Giants laying the 3. Game number two, I won't do it. You may think I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not taking the Jets. I can't do it. I've been disgusted by this defense many times. So I'm not picking against the Jets because of Zach. I'm not picking against the Jets because of the line. I'm picking against the Jets because this defense is putrid. I don't trust Jeff Ulbrich. I don't trust Robert Saleh. But Mitchell Trubisky's the quarterback. Doesn't freaking matter. Give me the Steelers laying the 3 or 3.5. What are we at with them? 3?
3.5.
3.5. And in game number 3, the Chiefs are going to bounce back in a major way. I expect them to blow out the Buccaneers. I know Tampa's defense has been steady. Their offense has left a lot to be desired. I'll take Kansas City and pick number 3. I'm taking the Giants laying the 3. The Steelers laying the 3.5. The Chiefs game I have is a pick 'em. I think they'll win by 2 touchdowns. Loogie
right at home against a so-so Bears team. So I'm going to lay the 3 with the Giants. I'm also going to take the Steelers. Zach Wilson returns with a banged up offensive line. What could go wrong, right? So give me the Steelers minus 3.5. And I'm also going to take the Texans getting 5.5 at home against the Chargers. The Chargers coming in banged up. We found out Keenan Allen won't play. My only fear here is that this gets a public starts to like this game. And Big Mac, you're with me here. What does a public dog always have, Big Mac?
Oh, he has fleas.
Yeah, so I'm
what
worried.
What a tremendous line.
I'm worried about that. So,
have to live that one forever.
That said, I'm going to take the Texans getting the 5.5. Go ahead, Big Mac.
All right. I don't see it. I hate to do it, but I know I'm a homer. I'm taking the points with the Bears. I'm taking Chicago plus 3. Look, I know it's not going to be a monsoon necessarily. And I understand that's how the Bears won their, terrible game. But I think this is going to be the same kind of thing. This is an absolute slog. They have no offensive weapons besides Barkley. I don't know how they're going to do anything besides run the football. The offensive line's atrocious. They don't have a wide receiver to throw it to. Daniel Jones doesn't take chances, which is great. He doesn't turn the ball over, but they don't score any points. They're going to figure out a way to make sure Barkley doesn't hurt them. I'll take the points in this game. I don't think the Giants are good enough to be favored against anybody. Give me Chicago plus 3. I agree with you guys on Pittsburgh. I just think right now, I think this is a close game with a young quarterback making his first start of the year, a lot of new weapons. I think there's going to be a critical mistake down. I don't like either of these teams, but I think the Jets are going to make a critical mistake and turn a 3-point loss into a 7-point loss or an 8-point loss down the stretch. That's just how I see it. And then the final game, I was going to take Kansas City, but I'll pivot here and I'll go Green Bay minus 9.5 against the Pats. I think the Pats stink. I think Hoyer could be the worst quarterback we've seen play in the last 10 years. He's dreadful. And I understand they got the London game coming up, but you do not overlook the Pats. They're still the Patriots. It's still Bill Belichick. They're going to come out and run the score up on New England. So give me Green Bay at home minus 9.5. Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Green Bay minus 9.5.
Good job, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.